St. Louis Bell by Jenny Carmack. The St. Louis Bell Academy took place from July 23 to August 3. There was a total of 7 bell ringers, 3 of whom were returning and 4 who were new to Bell. There were also 8 volunteers who worked hard to make our Bell Academy a big success. We were very busy during our 2 weeks of Bell. The bell ringers wrote and read silly stories, learned about Braille music, wrote jokes to read to each other, learned letters and contractions using balls and muffin tins, and played games such as Uno and Go Fish. The bell ringers also worked on a few science experiments, such as how to make water disappear and turning an egg into a bouncy ball. One of the favorite activities this year was our tactile art creations. The bell ringers made pictures by gluing yarn, buttons, foam stickers, sequins, beads, and craft sticks to a poster board. Of course, we cannot forget some of the old favorite activities that we also did, such as using the running rope, Braille twister, playing the recorders, and Louis Braille May I. This year, during the Bell Academy, we had the opportunity to participate in 2 field trips. The first one was to the St. Louis Arch. Volunteers and bell ringers rode the Metrolink down to the arch grounds and walked along a nice path to the arch. We had a guided tour through the museum, which had a variety of items we could hold or touch. We also learned about the history of St. Louis and how the arch came to be. We were able to enjoy a video of how the arch was built, especially since the video had audio description on it. Afterwards, we had a picnic lunch under some shade trees before heading back on the Metrolink. Our second field trip was to Mr. Wizard's Frozen Custard. Everyone walked to this frozen treat shop, giving us the opportunity to practice some of our traveling skills. Each bell ringer went to the counter and ordered and paid for their own treat, which they had previously selected from a Braille menu. Many bell ringers and volunteers said that was their favorite field trip of all. This year we had 2 different times in which the parents and families had the opportunity to learn about the Bell Academy and the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. On the first Friday of the Bell Academy, we had a parent information seminar. A few of the volunteers talked with the parents about the activities done during Bell and about the NFB and its benefits and opportunities. During this seminar, the volunteers and parents had the opportunity to get to know each other and share some of their personal experiences. The second opportunity was a traditional one. The families were invited to an end of the Bell performance. The bell ringers put on a musical performance, which Miss Shawnee had helped them to learn over the 2 weeks. They also read a short essay which they had written about their experiences from this year's Bell Academy. It seemed that everyone enjoyed themselves this year. Many of them are looking forward to coming back next year. The volunteers are pleased with how the program went this year, and everyone is looking forward to another exciting Bell Academy next year with even more bell ringers. To learn more about all of the wonderful work and experiences at the St. Louis Bell Academy this year, you can visit the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri Facebook page to find pictures with descriptions. Or if you do not have Facebook, you can find a short sample on our affiliate website at www.nfbmo.org.